Good morning, Tess. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for joining us. Now, today is Internet Safety Day. So why do you think a day like this is necessary?
Look, it's really important. Things have changed since certainly I was at school, and probably even since you're at school, Tess, and I imagine you're a bit younger than me. But my kids have so many more dangers. I've got yet 3 young boys. They're facing an entirely different mix than we ever were. The dangers are more prevalent. Bullying doesn't just happen physically now. It's happening 24 hours a day. You know, you can hop on the school bus and go home, and you don't get that break, that respite from the bullying that might have happened years ago. You switch on your mobile phone, you look at your iPad, it's there. And it's very pervasive, and it's affecting young children. It's influencing the way they think. It's influencing their confidence. And it's something as parents and educators, we really need to stay on top of.
Yeah, no, I can imagine it's a bit different now. I don't think I'd even heard of cyberbullying and got the whole cyberbullying speech till about year 10 or 11, so.
Yeah, and it's a toughie because often, you know, again, harping back to how it used to be, you'd have to have the guts to say something to someone's face. Well, online, it's not like that. And online draws out people who may not normally be a bully because they get caught up in the frenzy, in the tit-for-tat that happens on instant messaging or Facebook or even on Instagram. A lot of parents are saying, well, we're not going to let our kids on Facebook because that's a haven for, you know, it's a place where there's a lot of bullying. However, we're finding increasingly places that parents thought were safe, like Instagram, it's just pictures. Well, it's not just pictures. It's the posts that happen beneath those pictures that can be a ground for cyberbullying as well.
Now, you're mentioning social media a lot there. Mm. It's obviously increasing in use and it's growing exponentially. It's not going away anytime soon. How can parents deal with this issue of social media in younger children?
Yeah, well, that's a really good point. And for parents and teachers and carers and grandparents, it's really important to open up that discussion. I mean, what the statistics are showing is that 34% of Aussie kids, so that's over a third of Aussie kids, are missing out on discussions around cyber safety. And it's only through chatting about this stuff that they can learn. It's really important, we say, as parents and teachers and carers, to also reserve your judgment. It's going to be really hard if your child is subjected to bullying, if they've seen something even online. You know, when we talk about the safer internet, we're also talking about the things that kids can stumble across. Try not to react the way you want to and the way you may be reacting internally. Keep calm. Let your kids know that it's okay for them to discuss this stuff with you anytime, and you will not have a judgment that is too harsh. A lot of the things the kids are seeing, they need our understanding. So, you know, when your kids are on the internet, take the time to sit down and have a chat with them about what they're looking at. If they're Googling information, make sure it's within sight of you, especially for the primary school years. And then ask them, well, what are you doing with that information? It's not just good enough to have a look and go searching on the internet. You also need to apply that, otherwise you're not learning.
Now, in terms of cybersecurity, obviously there's different levels that are going to correspond with different ages. Why is it so important for younger children?
So, for instance, there's a little game called Little Penguins, just to give you an example. It looks very innocent. It's a whole bunch of little penguins that are flapping about and, you know, talking to each other. But that can so easily be infiltrated and is infiltrated regularly by older teens who are searching, you know, seeking to shock the kids, and from, you know, other, unfortunately, strange people out there who like to prey on little kids. And that can be quite shocking for a small child. So you think they're on an innocent game, but it's not always so innocent. Also, a very simple Google search, you know, typing in the word love on the internet, you know, can come up with some pretty horrific sites within the first search page. You know, I heard a story just yesterday of someone who typed in the word kitten, their year 2 kid, you typed in the word kitten and something terrible came up as well. So these things can be embedded in photos. Your general, protection software doesn't filter absolutely everything you need it to. So as parents, I guess we need to be vigilant. we need to expect the unexpected. We need to be available for conversations with our children. And at Life Education, with Healthy Harold, that's, you know, for those of you who might have heard of Healthy Harold and been through our programs, we now deal with the issues of cyber safety. We have a program called Be Cyberwise. We do our bit in the schools to educate children, but then the parents need to follow that up at home and make sure they too are speaking and communicating openly, are keeping their eyes open and expecting the unexpected.
So how can a parent or even an older sibling open up a conversation with a child regarding this topic?
Yeah, it's a toughie because what we find is that, you know, for instance, those that are bullied online, only about 10% will tell their parents. Most kids don't like to dob in their mates, don't like to say what's going on. So a nice way to open up a conversation is just to casually say to your child, oh, hey, you know, Thomas, do you know anyone who's been cyberbullied? You know, do you know what that means? And they can actually talk to you about their problems by maybe pretending it's a friend of theirs. That's a nice way to start the conversation. And if your child notices that you're not passing judgment, that you're offering solutions, that you're not about to go out and dob their friend in immediately, that's one way. The other thing is if you know that your child is being bullied, first thing you should do is to print off, get a screenshot, so you've got proof of that, print it off. Then you have evidence if it escalates. You also need to tell your child, do not respond. So if your primary school student responds to someone on Facebook or Instagram and says, well, I hate you too, or you're a bigger whatever, that means you've engaged and it escalates and it's much harder to point to who's to blame. You'll find schools these days are really, really helpful. Most schools have someone who's in a position that focuses on this, who's up to date, and who can give parents really good advice too. And if you think this is a problem that's really pervasive in your school, that it's impacting children, make sure you bring in organisations like Life Education, because we're there to support the teachers and the schools and the parents. And for cyber safety, the police are also great. We work hand in hand with the police, with the federal government's e-safety commissioner, and their website I would recommend people jump on as well. There are plenty of resources, but, you know, you have to be focused on it.
Well, Kelly, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
No worries, Tess. Happy to help.